Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, December 16th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Apple has added a new purchasing option for Apple Arcade. Starting today, you can subscribe to Apple Arcade on an annual basis for $50 per year. On a monthly basis, Apple Arcade costs $5 per month, so that means you save around $10 per year when you go with the annual option. This change brings Apple Arcade into line with Apple Music and Apple TV Plus, both of which offer a lower-cost annual subscription option. If you know that you're going to keep your Apple Arcade subscription for over a year, you can switch from monthly to annual billing by opening the App Store app, tapping your face in the upper right corner, and then looking for the Subscriptions button. From there, choose Apple Arcade, and you'll see options for 1 month and 1 year. Tapping the one-year option will confirm that you are switching to annual billing with the Face ID or Touch ID authentication. Also for Apple Arcade subscribers, Apple has announced a new sports game franchise called Ultimate Rivals. This franchise will be exclusive to Apple Arcade, with Apple saying it brings together athletes from hockey, basketball, football, baseball, and soccer. The first title in the franchise is called Ultimate Rivals The Rink. In this game, players choose from over 50 athletes to compete in two-on-two hockey matches. The next game in the franchise will be Ultimate Rivals The Court, with Apple saying it's currently on schedule to come in spring of 2020. You can find the new Ultimate Rivals franchise in the Apple Arcade tab of the App Store. In other news, Adobe is rolling out an update to Photoshop on iPad, starting today, that brings previously promised features and improvements to the app. Select Subject is a feature that significantly streamlines the process of making complex and detailed selections in an image on Photoshop for iPad. The feature has been available on the desktop since last year, and it works with the same precision and produces the same results on iPad as it does on the desktop. This is because Select Subject on both platforms is powered by Adobe's machine learning Sensei platform. In addition to Select Subject, there are various tweaks to Photoshop UI and improvements to cloud documents in today's update. As we've said before, Photoshop on iPad launched without many key features, but Adobe has committed to rolling them out over time, and today's update is part of that roadmap. You can find all of the details on today's Photoshop for iPad release at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Defense. For a limited time, 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can get 20% off Defense's premium cases for iPhone 11 and other models with code 20925. You can also take advantage of the sale with discounts on Defense's lightweight Duo Qi wireless charging hub. The Defense Vertical Duo Charger has two Qi charging pads so you can wirelessly charge your phone and AirPods simultaneously. The Vertical Duo allows for fast charging while on portrait or landscape angles, meaning users can still watch movies, YouTube, or use FaceTime while powering up their device. Be sure to visit defensebrand.com at the link in the show notes below and use code 20925 at checkout for 20% off your order. My thanks to Defense for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Apple has partnered with Amazon to launch support for Apple Podcasts on Amazon Echo devices. Starting this week, Echo owners in the United States can ask Alexa to play any of the 800,000 shows in the Apple Podcast directory. To set up this integration, Echo customers must first link their Apple ID in the Alexa app. And once you link your account, playback progress on an Amazon Echo device will also automatically sync with all of your Apple Podcasts app across iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Using your Amazon Echo smart speaker, you can initiate podcast playback, skip ahead 30 seconds, and more with different sets of voice controls. You can also set Apple Podcasts as the default podcast provider for Alexa. This means you won't need to explicitly include the words Apple Podcasts in your voice query. Instead, you can tell the Amazon Echo to start playing a podcast, and Amazon will default to Apple Podcasts. This is almost identical to how Apple Music integration also works with Amazon's Alexa platform. This partnership makes Amazon Echo the first third-party client for the Apple Podcasts service. Previously, the only smart speaker with support for Apple's platform was the HomePod. Currently, Apple Podcasts integration with Amazon Echo is only available in the United States, and Amazon has yet to announce whether the feature will also be available in other countries. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include our stocking stuffer gift guide with last-minute holiday shopping ideas from under $10. Jeff Benjamin also has a new video highlighting the best features of Apple's entry-level iPad model. You can find both of these stories at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.